Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago is known for a couple of things.
It always does the weather.
Being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Why, thank you so much. 720 WGN, I'm John. He's Dan. He's Dan. I'm John. I think we've established that. You are Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, John. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine, very well. Looking forward to this evening of competition over beverages.
And I spent the weekend doing the studying, so I'm ready to roll.
I knew you would. You know, I knew you would be doing your homework. You wouldn't come on for the food fight without total preparation because you are synonymous with food and drink. Let's face
it. When it comes to food, I become investigative reporter.
Forget the food fight. Every time I go on social media, there's Dan eating something.
You can just refer to me as Chuck Rose Gotti.
With his family or by himself, or is this the best something or other? And
you know what? Cool. We're getting to some real answers in this town. I'll tell you that much. I've been doing a hunt for the best sandwich in Chicago, and yes, a lot of people are sending me on some pretty good runs here. So I am tasting some really delicious Chicago sandwiches.
I bet you are. That's the upside of being the food detective.
That's true. That's it gets expensive, though. I'll tell you that much. It is a pricey hunt.
All right. Well, let's get to tonight's fisticuffs, if you will. Beer, hard seltzer. I'm beer, you're hard seltzer. I believe we all realize that beer is one of the oldest human-produced drinks ever in the history of humanity. Ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, back 9,000 years. More than 35 billion gallons of beer are sold every year. You know, Homer Simpson, by the way, never talks about having hard seltzer.
If you think no, but he did go on a Red Bull run there, so there's definitely a gateway. There's
okay,
a gateway.
So maybe that's something we should do a battle of
the energy drinks. That's not a bad idea.
The energy drinks, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
So hard seltzer, carbonated water, alcohol, blah, blah, blah. Now, very recent, by the way, 1990s, my little research says, is the launch basically of the hard seltzer in the American market. Or whatever that
was. I think Zima is probably the first one, right? I feel like that was like the first time people were getting drunk off a non-beer
White Claw? How about White Claw?
The White Claw, for sure.
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
I enjoy a good Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Never had one.
So, delish?
You know, the thing about, to me, this is just me. The thing about hard seltzer is that it's sort of wimpy compared to beer.
I mean, gotcha.
Beer is beer. Beer in all its various forms, you know, all its various types. It's whether it's light beer, regular beer, whether it's imported, whether it's even if it's non-alcoholic. I mean, beer's got a lot of ways to enjoy a beer. As opposed to hard seltzer. At least I think so. But go ahead.
You know what? I will definitely give you that beer is definitely... I enjoy a good beer. It is delicious. The only drawbacks to beer is that it is very bloating. If you've had one or two beers, you're definitely getting up. You're definitely doing the... you know, you're trying to talk and you get those burps kind of going in and out.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a lot of beers these days, like IPA, that are just very skunky tasting.
That's true.
And there's no real, oh, that was a delicious beer. I've never really said that was tasty. Usually, like, ooh, that was cold. That hit the spot. But never, that is tasty. Hard seltzers, you don't even know there's alcohol in it. It's just a good, cold, refreshing taste. Less calories, no carbs, gluten-free if you are so inclined for that one. and also the different flavors. There's no different flavor beer. It's just beer. If you want it darker and tastes more like a Guinness, it's still beer. You can have all kinds of different flavors on a seltzer. You can do your watermelon, your kiwi, strawberry. Like you said, Mike's Hard Lemonade, seltzers. There's all kinds of options these days. And it's just as healthy, if not healthier, and more socially acceptable. So right now, it's a lot more popular for younger drinkers out there. And it's a lot more lady-friendly. There's a lot of times that I've been around places where most of the women in my circles do not want beer. So therefore, they choose the seltzer. So the seltzer goes a lot further than a beer.
It's lady-friendly.
It's lady friends, and that's the way. And I like to think of myself as lady friendly too.
Well, don't I do too? Whether or not it's beer or hard seltzer, you know, you can put me in that category.
But there you go. There you go.
Beer is like an institutionalized beverage. I mean, beer has been around forever. It's been with the troops. It's been, you know, it's in bars. It's in stores. It's in homes. It's America.
Beer is the American pastime of alcohol. You just pretty much described baseball to a T right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Therefore, seltzer is the newer. It's the NFL. More people want to be around it. More people want to consume it.
Are you serious?
Lighter, more refreshing, different kinds of tastes. Ashley, considering I'm probably getting crushed on the numbers, tell me I'm right.
What? That it's the NFL is the...
It's the more trendier of drinks. Oh, it's rainbow of fruit flavors.
Absolutely, it's trendy. Yeah, it is. Totally trendy.
All right, I'll go with that.
But so are like some IPAs that you mentioned. I mean, I've sampled some, and I wasn't impressed, but some people are like really into it. I mean,
I feel like the people that are really in IPA are the people that will drink Malort with a straight face and go, that was delicious.
Yeah, you might be right. You know,
Malort is definitely an acquired taste. It's a fun drink to get somebody that's not from here. But at the end of the day, I just want something that's going to go down easy. And I don't have to go like, oof, that thing was skunky. Now I got to drink the rest of this. Absolutely. So I don't feel like I wasted a beer.
Couldn't agree with you more to a certain extent. When we come back, more of the Food Fight. Beer versus hard seltzer on 720 WGN.
Food Fight!
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
Yes, here we are again. Dan and John. John and Dan, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at 720 WGN. It is beer versus hard seltzer, and this is the portion of the Food Fight where something else is added. Usually music of some kind, which we will, for one of these categories. But... the other category will be non-musical, but it shall be comedy. But first, hopefully, it'll be comedy. First of all, there's, a little salute to the brew.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17... I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer. I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
Long neck eyes.
Yes.
Never broke my heart. That's right.
Yes.
And there was a portion.
That is a great song.
That is a great song. Oh, I love that tune.
Yes, that is by far the best Luke Combs song there is.
I went through, when that came out, I was like playing it every day.
Yeah, summer jam right there.
It is. Okay, so there's the beer stuff. Now, hard seltzer. Do you watch Saturday Night Live?
Of course.
All right. You know the little group called Please Don't Destroy?
Those guys are hilarious.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, I'm going to have a drink.
Yes, sir. What you sipping on?
Probably just a hard seltzer.
Nice.
What kind?
Just a JCPenney.
The department store?
Yeah, they're doing hard seltzers now.
What?
Yeah, ever since White Claw blew up, everyone's doing them. Bud Light, Corona, JCPenney.
Don't they just make clothes?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What flavor is it?
Men's jacket? What is going on?
Come on, everyone's doing it. JCPenney, Jiffy Lube.
Exxon, Verizon.
If you want one, take one.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, my God.
Cheers, brothers.
Those guys are hilarious.
Everybody's doing it.
Well, that is actually pretty good.
Yeah. So there's our little break in the action to provide hilarity and music here on the Food Fight. And now let us return to hard seltzer versus beer. And I believe, Dan, now is the time to find out the totals, the winners, the losers.
Ooh.
Ashley will provide the information.
Okay, I will say it's been really fun watching these numbers change throughout the course of this conversation. Because
really?
For a while, you guys were 50-50.
No!
You were 50. I was telling Dan during the break, I'm like, it's a tie right now.
No way.
And I just refreshed the page. You guys have any guesses?
Beer.
I'm going to guess seltzer's jumped up a bit.
Seltzer's jumped. 67%
what?
Hard seltzer, 33% beer.
What
wow.
is this country coming to?
I think Dan
Come
really
on.
Took it over with the, it's a trendy, it's a new thing for the ladies.
Well, you know.
For the ladies.
I forgot that WGN is at the forefront of trendy, you know. My bad.
Can you believe it?
That is a shocker. I am surprised.
Yeah, I suppose I could believe it. I mean, arbitrarily... An arbitrary poll. No one knows the sample size. You could vote as many times as you want.
Wow.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you and all you hard seltzers.
Honestly thought I was taking a hard L on this one. So
yeah,
I'm shocked.
Well, so did I.
I'm shocked.
I thought it was going to be 50-50 the whole
what
time.
What do we know? Well, it's good to know that people are listening and voting at the same time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's inspirational.
It is indeed. I feel like continuing on. Which
It's a little sad, John. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
No. I mean in the sense of what we're going to do next week.
Ashley and I, we're cooking up a certain brew. We got a few things for you.
Run them by me.
So... We were thinking about what we talked about last week, and last week we talked a little bit about the float situation, the float there.
Oh, you mean
like a root beer float or a Green River float? But then we were thinking it could be fun to do another restaurant versus restaurant thing again, because that always seems to get
restaurant
a lot of
restaurant versus restaurant.
Yeah, like Dan, what were a couple of the ones that you were saying?
I was thinking possibly Nick's versus a Lou Malnati's pizza, the top thin crust possibly against the best.
He's breaking up.
Are you dish?
You're breaking up a little bit.
We lost you a little, Dan.
Am I there now?
Yeah, it was just sort of warbling.
Warble. It must have been too many hard seltzers.
Okay, so you're
We were thinking Vito and Nick's, the best thin crust, versus Lou Malnati's, which some say is the best deep dish.
Well, then you're getting into the whole, obviously you have representatives of both the deep dish and the thin crust.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you want to be specific.
We could go. I mean, that was just one idea.
I mean,
we could also go Wiener Circle versus which one do we say was with that, Ashley?
Gene and Jude's.
Gene and Jude's.
Mm.
Hot dog on hot dog.
Hot dog on hot dog.
And then
Wiener Circle does have the Merck's cheddar, which is a really good taste.
And they have the great sign.
And
yes,
they make
they
fun of you, don't they?
It gets rough.
So you're also talking about the ambiance of the location.
That's true.
So you get a little extra flair
now,
going on.
I've not
on
been
there.
To the second one you mentioned. I've been to the Wiener Circle.
I'll do the Gene and Jude's. Gene and Jude's is great. Gene and Jude's, the Wiener Circle's really good.
I'll try to play some of their video off of Facebook, at least the one where they're not swearing at everybody.
I was going to say, good luck finding that one.
Good luck.
Yeah, I love them. They're out there.
The Conan O'Brien sketch that they did with that is probably one of the greatest sketches I've ever seen on the internet.
Yeah. True dat. So listen, your website, your podcast there,
Damn. I do a podcast. It's called Barguments, which is what you and I, it's very similar to what we're doing.
Yes,
we just argue different topics. It could be anything under the sun that is ridiculous. And that's kind of what it is. You can actually watch it on YouTube.
Good.
Or you can download the podcast, any audio platform that you get it. And this one that we did, I actually been bouncing some ones off ChatGPT because sometimes it gives me some pretty funny ones. And the ChatGPT question I had two single adults that were in the dating game. Mm-hmm. And I asked them this one from ChatGPT. Which celebrity would be the worst person to be the third wheel on your first date? Danny DeVito or Nicolas Cage? See what I mean? It's a pretty ridiculous question, but it's pretty funny.
No. I don't think it's a... I mean, it's somewhat ridiculous, but also, you know, you could... It has a sense of reality to it. I mean,
if you were to be on a first date with a young lady and you had to take on a third wheel, would you rather Danny DeVito or Nicolas Cage?
Well, I think I'm going Nicolas Cage.
Really?
Because I think I like him.
I think they're both funny, but I think that I would have less of a competition with Danny DeVito. I think Nicolas Cage would walk off of the date.
I did consider that.
I'm going home alone that night.
I considered that option while I was pondering, and I decided I would go with it anyway. Nicolas Cage has done, I don't know, about a billion movies. Some of them are really horrible.
That's true.
And others are really great. And
he's also a Coppola, which is a lineage of its own.
And Danny DeVito is awesome.
Danny DeVito, but he's hilarious, but he's definitely, no one's going to be like, oh my God, Danny DeVito's here. I'll see you later. Nicolas Cage, you might get that.
I don't know. I think I'm going for Danny.
You're going for the DeVito?
Yeah.
Why the DeVito?
Nicolas Cage doesn't do it for me.
Oh,
like, if I was the woman, I'm saying from a woman's perspective.
Yes.
I'm leaving.
You're saying that 70-year-old, 4'6", Danny DeVito, voice of Jersey Mike's, has a better shot with Jersey Ashley Mike's. Than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's Subs, right? Jersey Mike's?
Yes. I love Jersey Mike's.
We should do Subs sometime.
Yeah,
Jersey Mike's
versus Subway.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah.
I'm down. We could do that one this week if you want to.
You've had both, John. This will give you time to get over to Gina Jude's.
Now, wait a minute. No.
That's true.
Hold on a second. I'm confused now. Which one? What are we doing here? are we doing Subways? Are we doing sub sandwiches?
We could do sub sandwiches this week, and then we could do the hot dogs the week after.
All right. I'll take Subway.
Okay.
All right. I'll take the Jersey Mike's.
There you go. So we've settled that one.
But to back it up, yeah, no, after I saw Valley Girl, I didn't think Nicolas Cage was attractive at all. I was out.
Really?
Yeah, it gave me the ick. I don't know.
What made you say Danny DeVito's got the the ick factor?
I don't know. He seems like he's got the sauce.
No to
you know?
Somebody. Well, what's giving you the green light on Danny DeVito?
Well, did you ever see Leaving Las Vegas?
I have.
Yeah.
He'd be a good time.
That's true. And National Treasure, he found billions of dollars worth of artifacts.
He's married to Carla from Cheers. I just think he seems like he'd be nice.
I think aren't they divorced?
Are they divorced? Did you just ruin my day?
Rhea Perlman or whatever her name is?
No way.
Yeah, but he was in the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he was the laughing part.
That's right.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Oh, he's a
no,
good
they're
guy.
Still
he's
married.
A funny guy.
I just looked it up.
Really?
Yeah, since 1982. Do you know something we don't know? Do you have the inside scoop?
No, but I thought I heard that they had
lovers.
No, she's right. She's right. Google says it's still good to go.
Well, goes to show you, I know nothing. Well, that'll be harder.
Carla from Cheers is strong. That's a strong.
That'll be making it harder for you to go home with Danny DeVito.
I know she really will put up a fight. We've seen her do it on the show.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't hold back.
So you can go to Barguments for topics just like this anywhere that you download your podcast.